Hello.
Sir Fergu.
Hello.
Hello. You're back listening to the JD on the Rocks podcast with Double Dick Damo and Juicy Bunder Jamie.
That might have to be our intro from now on.
Oh, do you know what? I'll forget it as well. But yeah. That'll be our intro from now. So hello, welcome back. Episode six.
Six,
yes. God, we're only six in and I'm forgetting. Oh, I'm too famous.
Literally, I thought we were on like eight.
It fucking feels like it. Honestly, it's like I'm struggling to almost remember ones we've done.
Yeah.
Because we do we record weekly and they go out weekly.
Mm.
It's like so, like, it's become a thing so quickly.
Yeah.
That we just like every Saturday in the evening just
there you go.
Get together, record a pod.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I look forward to it throughout the week. I go.
I do.
Oh yeah, got that to look forward to.
Yeah. Especially when we like have a film
yeah.
in line for what we want to, and I'm like, if I watch it in time, then I could be like, oh, maybe I could go back and watch it again and spot something.
Question is though, Jamie, I'm going to be a dickhead here now. Have you watched today's film?
Today's film?
Recently.
I was going to say, I watched it in maybe 2010. No, I was meant to watch it yesterday and I forgot.
You knobhead.
I know, I got back from work, had dinner, sorted the missus out. You know what I mean? Give her a back end. No, I'm joking.
Drink a Stella.
And then I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to lie, but I'm not going to lie to you because I don't think I can lie to you. I spent about 4 hours last night playing GTA 3 remastered. Because as you know, I'm being a little achievement sweat on it and trying to 100% it.
Yeah.
So I just spent my entire evening on that yesterday.
You fucking nerd.
What do you fucking mean? Wait, hang on. Wait, you want to call me the nerd?
No.
So I have, right, I created a separate Xbox account that I'm only getting all the achievements for and 100% in games on, yeah?
Yeah.
You heard about this when I was on Xbox with you.
Yeah.
So you created one. And tell all the fans listening, what's the game you've decided to get all the achievements for to start off with?
Don't know. I've not done anything.
What is it? Zoo Tycoon?
No.
Is it Zoo Tycoon? And you have no idea how gassed he was on the phone to me yet when he said, when he went, I was like, oh, have you put any monkeys in the zoo? And he went, no, but I've put an elephant. He was fucking over the moon. Oh, it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
Excuse me. You leave Matilda out of this, right?
You've called her Matilda?
No. I bought her as Matilda.
Oh my God, that's my missus' favourite film. And it's an elephant. So I'm being a completionist and doing GTA.
Yeah.
You're doing Zoo Tycoon. I'm not the nerd here. You play Farming Simulator for fun. I'm not the nerd here.
Well, I see your point.
Yeah. And you'll raise it. Don't you dare bring up the fact that I got all the achievements on my friend Peppa Pig neither, because that game was sick. That's a AAA rated title that should have been, and it's deathly unfair that it wasn't. That's big. That when that game came out, it's bigger than GTA 6 will be.
To be fair, I have thoroughly in play. Ooh, words have not come out right.
Yeah. English.
I have thoroughly enjoyed playing
mm-hmm.
Gold Rush, the game, and Car Mechanic Simulator.
I'll back you on Mechanic Simulator. Mechanic Simulator is brilliant.
It is bang.
It's so fun. Do you know they've got it on VR? I can get it on my VR.
They have VR on VR?
Because obviously I've got an Oculus Quest 2.
Oh my God, what do they have? Like a fucking Bluetooth spanner?
Yeah. No, but literally, like, you have to like physically walk over with your character and like do the motions with your hands. Like, you have to do everything with your hands.
Really?
Drain the oil with your hands, everything. Sick. I'm going to get it.
Sick.
I'm going to get it, but I can't imagine days ago and, oh, you spent 8 hours on a game, what are you playing? And I go,
I'll just change the oil.
Car Mechanic Simulator VR. She's like, just get it as a job. Do you know what I mean? And I can't
that
exactly...
That might be an idea, though.
Yeah.
When we get the YouTube going, which I'm going to look at tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe posting some little game clips. No, we don't have to make it like a gaming channel. But just like do it for fun.
Well, I said... me and you both want to go into streaming.
Yeah, I'd like
streaming
to do
eventually.
Twitch,
I would like to personally do a React channel.
Yeah.
With me and you.
That'd be fun.
We'll get a camera, obviously, around the time. But I'd like to do a React channel.
So what, is Saturday just going to be content day from now on?
Yeah, we'll do a React video, we'll do a pod.
Yeah.
If we've got a gaming thing set up, we'll do that as well. But yeah.
Oh my God, does that mean we can just play like... I can't think of any.
Zombie Army 4.
Oh my god, we could play Mortal Kombat fucking 1998.
No. I am not setting up that recorded
software. Mario Kart.
Can you?
Don't know.
Can if you come first in every race.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea, to be fair.
I think definitely a reaction channel.
Oh, 100%. Me and you reacted because we have the most brain dead humour.
Literally.
Like we are fried memes. We're just walking fried memes.
I laughed yesterday
at
a panda falling off a tree.
Yeah.
My humour is non-existent.
I laughed, not yesterday, but the other day, when I was on break at work, I laughed at a Instagram reel of a frog wearing a cape and a crown spinning around in circles to shimmy shimmy yay shimmy yay shimmy ya. And that's all it was. And it just went swallow la la and then the song restarted. And I watched it for about 30 seconds, I was creasing.
I saw these people, they like surrounded a frog and they all played Star Wars at the same time. It was like four screens in the square and the frog was just staring at Star Wars like...
I'm out of this world for him that day. But yeah.
I like frogs.
I do like frogs. Frogs are cool. I like licking them. And going on a trip.
Right.
A ride through space.
RSPCA?
Yeah. I don't actually... Yeah, Petter. I don't actually lick frogs, by the way. I cook them and eat them.
His name is Jamie Matuk.
Matuk. But yeah, so...
Been up to much recently?
No. I'll be honest, since we recorded the last one, it's just work and playing Xbox, really.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. I don't live an exciting life. I don't think I will until my kids are here.
No, it's only downhill from now.
Then it's going to be like work, get in, Mrs. cooks dinner,
change,
I nurture
nappies.
The child, I breastfeed the kid. We eat, she looks after the kid, I shower, I look after the kid, she showers. I get 20 minutes before the kid starts crying on the Xbox, and then I go to bed.
Yeah. Literally, yeah.
Or we do shifts. I don't know. I think
it's
on night time.
All downhill from now until like they get to like 5 and 6 when they can talk and have actual conversations.
Well, they can talk at like 1.
Yeah, but it's like,
goo goo gaga.
That sound, mate. Cheers.
Good input. But yeah, no, not a lot from my end. What about you?
Same.
Yeah.
I've discovered a new... I don't know whether it's a hobby.
Sexuality?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You're not asexual. You're bisexual.
I'm actually F-sexual. Fucking sexual.
Yeah. Yes, now.
No, I've discovered something that I've... Maybe it's just a weekly... You know, one of those stints that you get really passionate about for a week and then never touch again.
I did that on Minecraft. Mm. Yeah.
I've been really into astronomy. This week, like when I mean really into it, I mean I've become obsessed with it.
Yeah,
like it's all I watch, all I listen to.
Yeah,
like podcasts.
Yeah,
no, not even. Well, yeah, I mean Brian Cox, obviously.
He's but, a guy. Go.
I've even been listening to fucking audiobooks now on Spotify because they've just done a new feature where they're doing audiobooks on Spotify now.
Yeah.
I was listening to a Brian Cox book there.
Yeah.
And I'm finally starting to understand some things about space.
It's not, I'll be honest with you, it's just, I don't know if I could, it probably is astronomy, but just space.
Yeah.
In like the universe, the Milky Way galaxy, like everything about space has absolutely fascinated me.
Yeah.
For coming on, how old am I? Like, I'm going to be 25 this year, so probably about 15 years.
And I've got something that I'm looking into, like, I know obviously we have this conversation all the time about stuff I want to do.
Of course, yeah.
Which is into the hundreds at this point.
Yeah.
But there's something I'd quite like to get into as a hobby. I don't think I could do it as a profession because I'm not smart enough.
You have to be like, even mathematically, you have to be a genius mathematically.
I quite like the idea of getting into and researching about astrophotography.
Oh, they've just, another photo from a telescope or something that went
James
up.
James Webb telescope?
I think it was, I watched the Netflix thing with the James Webb one.
Yeah.
And they finally got it back. Yeah. And That was. I cannot recommend enough.
Some of the pictures from the James Webb Telescope are absolutely insane.
But one, honestly, another one.
Right, I know this is really boring to most people out here. It's probably just me and Jamie just like having a little orgasm about space.
Nerding out,
literally.
Yeah.
But have a look when anyone gets spare time. Have a look at the James Webb Telescope pictures, and some of the pictures on there are absolutely, quite literally, out of this world.
Yeah. There's a... I need to go on Lad Bible's page. I'm sure they were the ones that shared it, but it's another telescope that went up. It might be the James Webb one. I might be remembering.
I think that
it
went
wrong.
Up about a year ago.
But there was
no, sorry. I think it started taking pictures a year ago.
Yeah.
Within the last 12 months, anyways.
But there's been, it's either another photo of the James Webb one took, or it's a different one. It's a different scope they sent up.
Yeah.
However long ago. But I'm just looking for it now. I'm sure I saved it, but it's just absolutely fantastic.
And do you know how bad it is now? I go outside at night. I've done it for the past 2 nights now, and I've actively looked for Jupiter, and I found it.
Yeah. My granddad...
It's out there now.
My granddad, he's got... I believe my GMA has still got it up in the attic, my granddad's telescope.
Yeah.
But on the perfect night, in the perfect alignment...
Yeah.
You can clearly see the rings around Saturn, yeah, like as clear as day when you look through it. It's absolutely fucking fascinating.
Yeah, I really like the idea of astrophotography.
It's such a cool concept.
Yeah.
Even to be like a part of like a group project where, you know, you look...
Yeah.
You look up and you see and you find...
I mean, Jupiter's right there right now.
Right there right now?
Right there right now, right next to the moon.
Is it?
I don't know.
Right, you do my blind up. He's a bit far away from the microphone because he's just doing the blind on my window.
You see the moon?
Right, I'm going away from the microphone, so it might be a bit distant.
Might be a bit loud.
Right,
you see the moon? Yeah. To the right of it, that star. That's Jupiter.
That's Jupiter.
Is Jupiter
my favourite planet? The big blue ball.
That's Uranus, isn't it? Uranus is the blue ball.
No, I'm on about Neptune, sorry. Yes, Neptune's my favourite.
The gas giants.
Yes, space is just fucking cool, man.
It's amazing.
And even the people who worked on like the James Webb.
Yeah.
It's like, to be a part of a group, there's, say like there's 100 of you working on it, but to be like, that one thing you did mattered so much, and you've come out with this photo that we like never would have seen before. It's so fucking cool. But I actually, me and the missus were in Asda yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a book in Asda for £11.
Stargazing?
No. It's just called, I think it's called just called Space or something like that.
Oh, by Tim Peake?
No, Ken something.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's on the back of it, which even I find as a baffling fact.
Was it a black,
now.
Was the front cover of black, and was it Earth? Or was it an astronaut?
It was like half, the bottom half was Earth, the curvature of Earth, and then it was space, and then it was astronaut floating.
Yeah, that's Tim Peake.
Is that Tim Peake?
That's Tim Peake, yeah.
I don't know where I'm getting Ken something from.
He was an astronaut.
I can't find this thing. And I found... So, she's getting it for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I've asked her for it.
Yeah.
But she... I told her that even she found this fascinating, and she don't find many things fascinating. like space and that. She's not into it. But at the back of it, it said only 628 people in history have left Earth.
Yeah.
And you think of like... So, we're at 8 billion now.
Yeah.
And then you go into how many people have died. So we're probably pushing 16 billion, 15, 16 billion.
No.
No?
I don't know. Obviously, no one can know the exact numbers.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact the scientific average, what they think has been about 100 billion people on the Earth.
100 billion people?
Yeah.
And 628 of them have left?
Yeah.
That's fucking mad.
But that doesn't even count. Like,
I'm counting it from like the... 50.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
from when the first space exploration was, a thing.
Like what I mean is like, that's not just in space. That's just going up to the atmosphere, to the space station.
Yeah,
that's technically not outside of Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah,
it has to be to stay in orbit.
To stay in orbit, yeah.
But it's only going to be a handful of people that have actually gone out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's absolutely it's fucking baffling to me. I love it.
It's incredible.
I love space. Love it.
Yeah.
So. I have. So, I, as much as I hate listening to our voices when I listen to this podcast back, I was listening to them.
Yeah.
And now, for just before we get into today's film,
mm-hmm.
I want to just kind of give a bit of insight to our film likings and stuff like that. Because I know we've mentioned our favourite trilogies, our favourite movies, blah, blah, blah. So, I want to break it down just for the start of this one then.
Mm-hmm.
So... What are your top three genres
of all time?
Of movie of all time? And that can include subgenre. So if like one of my favourite genres is horror, but yeah. specifically I'd say slasher.
Yeah.
Or you know, torture porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, ghost or something yeah. like that.
I would say definitely action's probably my top.
Mm-hmm.
I love explosions.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Then I'd probably say sci-fi.
Yep.
I think that covers most. Does sci-fi cover most like space? Well, sci-fi.
Sci-fi covers pretty much anything to do with space film. And stuff like that.
Obviously, aliens, stuff like that is science fiction, isn't it?
The alien films?
Alien films.
They're yeah. also horror.
They're also horror.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, action, sci-fi, and then I'd say same as you, slasher, horror.
Yeah.
I just love when. I don't know, like ghost films.
Yeah.
They're very hit or miss for me.
They can be,
but I just love it when you got like a psychopath running around killing everyone. I don't know why. Maybe I am a psychopath.
Could be. You do have tendencies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Someone like pisses me off and they're like really annoyed. Me.
If someone annoyed you and you can go the next week imagining all the ways you could kill them, you might be a bit on the unhinged side.
Yeah, I don't do that. I think about it for the next 5 minutes, then I go, oh well.
Yeah. Maybe it's just me then.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah, that's a good trio. That's just a very solid trio. Yeah. I'm the same, but I
think it's quite basic though. Like,
yeah, but every film.
Yeah.
Like, but like
most films, I feel like go into either of them.
Yeah, because they're genres of films. You've got categories.
Yeah.
Like you've got like indie, and like AAA, and Hollywood banger. But
yeah, but the Hollywood bangers are never actually bangers.
No, because. Most of the time it's corrupt and against yep. people's wills with Hollywood. but yeah, I'm in pretty much agreement with you. Except I would put horror as a genre, including all subgenres,
Yeah.
as first,
yeah.
and then sci-fi, and then comedy.
Yeah.
Because I'm big in laughs. Not just comedy, it's stoner comedy.
Yeah.
So like, you're super bad.
Yeah.
Pineapple Express, Hot Tub Time Machine,
mm-hmm.
I can't really include these films in stoner comedy because they're more slapstick
mm-hmm.
kind of humour. But I love like the Hot Shots, the Airplanes, like Naked Guns. Like,
I'm not really saying
Leslie
yeah,
Nielsen.
I've
like,
not seen any of these.
Oh my god! We'll
I've
have
heard
to,
of Hot Tub
to.
Time Machine from Lucifer. That's it.
Hot Tub Time Machine is fucking hilarious. They've done two of them.
Because yeah, apparently you see one of the characters in Lucifer, name's Chloe. Apparently you see her tits in it.
What, in Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You wouldn't surprise me. I can't actually remember him very well, apart from the fact that it's a Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
And Craig Robinson's in it, and he's just fucking hilarious. You know what I mean?
I've not seen many comedies, to be fair.
We'll have to do a comedy month.
Yeah.
Dedicated next year, we'll have to do a comedy month. Because I've got so many. Like, oh my... If we ever do, in that comedy month,
yeah.
Smokey and the Bandits,
yeah.
we will have to get my dad on.
Yeah.
Because me and him both adore those films.
Yeah.
But they're... Oh
God, Big Mark.
Sheriff Beauty Justice.
Oh, we have to get Mark on.
We have to get Mark on. Big up Mark.
Big up Mark.
Big up Dad. I don't like calling him
And
Mark.
We have about a couple of guests lined up. Well, not lined up.
We have guest requests.
We have guest requests.
Although my mother said the opposite to me yesterday.
Oh, did she?
She said, oh, I don't think I'll be a good guest.
Oi, Nin. Right, listen here.
You go for it.
Shut up. You're coming on.
You heard that. That was Damien.
Yeah. Nin.
But yeah.
Sorry, Nin. Love you.
My mum wants to come on.
And big Ashley.
Ashley wants to come on. Although, the man has the attention span of 5 minutes. No offence if you're listening, bro.
Ashley. Yeah, that's going to be... I don't think we can talk about a film that podcast. That's going to have to be whipped Monday.
He wants to come on for the New Year's podcast, don't we? Where we do one when we're actually pissed.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so my mum wants to come on. I believe my sister Hev would like to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley would like to come on. My missus friend Meg would want to come on. But she wants to do... Meg specifically told me she wants to do true crime.
Ooh.
So she wants to watch, like... She wants us three to watch those Netflix series where they talk about Bundy.
Yeah,
and
Dahmer.
Dahmer and Gacy.
I'm down.
And, like, and Eileen.
Yeah.
And she wants to do... Grab her a towel, it's come on, Eileen. And so, yeah, she wants to do, like, true crime thing. And I was like, when we do them, if you've watched them as well, then by all means, you'd be a guest.
I mean, I think... We've also got another one.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. We met him at the baby shower. But at some point...
Oh.
We don't know when.
Oh, big up Travis.
We will do a big special episode. All of the Star Wars films.
Yes, it'll be around May the 4th. Travis,
my, has to be around May
my
the 4th,
Mrs.
Yeah.
colleague's boyfriend is a big Star Wars guy. And he said... Definitely. But I feel like we'd have to get factually, like, into it.
Oh, I'm going to rewatch
Because
he'd
go so in depth. And I feel, but I feel like I'd
love
it.
Yeah.
Like honestly,
we're
going to
geek
like,
the fuck
We are going to nerd out on that Star Wars one. Absolutely. That's going to be a 2-hour pod, easily, like, minimum.
Oh, no. Star Wars one has to be 3 hours, at least.
Yeah, because each film's three, like...
Yeah.
Well, especially the Disney.
But yeah, but I had an idea as well for a special, either at Christmas or at the end of year. Probably the end of year would make more sense.
Yeah.
Maybe the first pod coming out this year, going into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we could round up this year of metal. Like the best albums.
Okay.
Best shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been to one metal show this year?
Gojira.
Yeah.
That
was it, wasn't it?
Have I been to another gig? No.
No.
I'll be honest with you, mate. I think I've got older faster than everyone else. Everyone usually goes to gigs in their early 20s and like has all these stories by the time they're 35. But I went to like shitloads of gigs when I was 18, 19, 20. And now I'm just like, oh, I can't stand for that long. My back hurts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
In
3 days' time, I've got a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will obviously do a review next week.
Yeah.
But I can only tell you how it's going to go. It's going to be insane. It's not going to be the best show ever.
I can't remember who it is.
But it's going to be fucking brutal.
Oh, and I remember who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I've got Lorna fucking Shaw.
Oh. See, it's I did go to see meaty. Them. I did go to see them with a friend and his missus, and my fucking God.
Yeah.
The only thing I could take from it is Will Ramos is such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't when he
sense.
Talks, he doesn't have a metal
It doesn't
guy
make sense
voice.
How like brutal he is.
Yeah.
When he screams, but he's like a dog. He's like a little puppy when he's
yeah. He's like because when they open with To the Hellfire.
Yeah.
And then they did another tune. I'll be honest with you. I was in the pit. I wasn't even paying attention to the song. I was just paying attention to Elbow and everyone I could. and then I remember I went to the line of the pit and stood back next to my mate around the edge. And I just remember Will Ramos just being like, because obviously he had just come from being like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he went, I want to see some fucking blood. Like in the most like tweedy American voice ever. And I was like, what an absolute sweetheart. I love him so much.
Seeing him next week.
Yeah.
Will make them tied as the band I've seen the most.
How many times have you seen him before? You've seen him in Open Up Partway.
Yeah, this will be my third time seeing him now.
When did you see him the other time?
Download.
Oh, DL, yeah, of course.
So they're tied now with Bury tomorrow. It's my favourite band of all time. I've seen them 3 full shows, but technically 4, because I saw them, they did a little like 40-minute special set at HMV back in April.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of HMV, their new store has just opened in Birmingham.
They had the HMV vault in Birmingham.
They haven't, they've just opened another one. They had one in the Bullring. But I don't know if it's the same one, but I know they've just redone one, and it looks fucking insane.
Oh, I hope it's the HMV vault.
It's not the vault.
It's not the vault one,
It's
no.
not the vault. I think, because there was one in the Bullring that I went to back in April.
Because the HMV vault was like a couple of streets away from the Bullring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally, you go to the Bullring, you go down one road, and you just keep going down, and then it's there.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I think... I don't know where this one is, like I said. Might be the one in the Bullring. They might have just redone it. But they've just opened up another store in Birmingham.
Yeah. And nice.
Fuck it. It's huge. It might actually be bigger than the Vault.
Oh, shit. I might have to go there then. Because we're going... I said I wanted to go to the Vault anyway because I need that Post Malone vinyl.
Yeah.
And we're going to Birmingham on my birthday.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Okay, I might have to keep an eye for that. Check that out.
Literally. And speaking of HMV, I forgot to say it last week. I told you this, but I just want to let the people know. A couple of weeks ago, I got a vinyl that was a surprise, if that makes sense.
Oh my God. It was Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
You said that last week, like 3 times.
I love Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
No, it was actually the first While She Sleeps vinyl.
Yeah.
Which they've only just started releasing on vinyl because, well, back in the day when they released it, they didn't do it on vinyl. But they sold out of the original 300.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they actually had started dishing more out.
Yeah.
It's either that or I've picked up one of the 300 that was just randomly in fucking Ipswich HMV.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, that's mental. Yeah. Let me just say, that album is a fucking banging album.
Yeah.
For British metalcore, mm-hmm. It has to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's not a lengthy album. There's only 8 songs on it. It only goes for 23 minutes, which is a very short album.
Need.
But it just packs the punch.
Yeah.
Like, it's one, metalcore, a lot of people, that's my favourite genre, subgenre of metal.
Yeah.
Some people say it's the same. Some people say it's too poppy. Some people say it's too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
This, I feel like, captures all of it perfectly. Yeah. I mean, Watch Sleeps always do capture it perfectly.
Cool. Yeah, they do.
But yeah, I mean, it's probably the heaviest album.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, Loz Taylor's voice on it. That man was on something different back then.
Different gravy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Like Bring Me's first bring up. They were fucking heavy as fuck.
What was it?
And now they're like,
it wasn't Pray for Play because that was just one of the singles off it, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
But yeah, then now they're like, sugar, honey, ice and tea. Although I do like their latest stuff, I must admit.
I mean, we should have had their album about 6 weeks ago.
But they should do, yeah. They're too busy getting more rappers on the feature.
They literally went, like a week before it was meant to drop, they went, oh yeah, we're not releasing it because we're not happy with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
When are you going to release it?
Yeah, there was no hint there, yeah.
She went, yeah, we're not releasing it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Wankers. Yeah. Right. So, going back to the film thing.
Yeah.
So, out of your top 3 genres.
Yeah.
I want you to pick one singular film for each genre that's your favourite in that genre. So, So, say for example, you say you love the Transformer series.
Yeah.
But you have to pick the best, your favourite Transformer film out of the series.
Is it mental that I was literally thinking of one of them for action?
I don't blame you because they're fucking sick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got it, I think.
So, what's your favourite film for action, your favourite film for sci-fi, and your favourite slasher film?
Okay, right. Favourite film for action? Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Not the fan favourite. The fan favourite's number 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But Dark of the Moon, I don't know, just the whole... You felt like, oh shit.
Is that the one where
we're fucked this time.
Is that the one where he puts a sword in him and he's like, I've come...
No, I don't think it is.
Oh.
No, this one's where Sentinel Prime, they get him from the moon, bring him back, and then he goes, actually, I'm not an Autobot anymore. I work for the bad guys. And then they bring Cybertron basically to Earth. But
he's come.
And then at the end, you've got that mega scene where it's Optimus against Megatron. No, Optimus against Sentinel, sorry. Optimus fucks Sentinel up.
Fuck it. Did you just see my face then?
Yeah.
I nearly let my intrusive thoughts win.
Literally.
You said Optimus Prime versus Megatron. I nearly let my intrusive thoughts win and went, Robo bitch. I had to stop myself from saying it then. Fucking hell.
Yeah, and then they like shoot Sentinel. He's on the ground like,
yeah.
Spilling his oil. And then Megatron's there like, who would you be without me, Prime? And then Prime's there like, time to find out, and then he just fucking like destroys him and kills him. I was there like, oh my god, yeah. Good god almighty,
that is sick.
And Prime does it all with one handed, let's just say that.
Yeah
Right, enough orgasming about Transformers.
So what's your favourite sci-fi?
I'm stuck between two, and they're both technically not the same film but about the same, near the same thing.
Yeah.
Either The Martian with Matt Damon.
Great film.
Or Ad Astra.
Ooh. I mean, you know my favourite out of those two.
Yeah, Ad Astra.
Yeah.
I like the storyline of Martian more than Ad Astra, but I enjoyed the cinematography of Ad Astra more than The Martian.
Yeah. Although The Martian's got very more, like, I think, like scientifically factual.
Yeah.
With like, I mean, the man literally had to grow taters with his shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing that fucks me up about that film is I'm like, right, I want to try this.
Yeah, yeah, do you know what I mean? I might just like shit in a pot and put a tater in it. See what happens. Baked tater.
And then Slasher.
Yeah, your favourite Slasher. Now, this is a fucking...
This is hooner. Impossible.
This is a hooner question.
I've got to go with it. We've already covered it. But I've got to go with the first Halloween film.
Fair play. Fair play. Do you know what I saw a top 10 poll of Slasher films the other day? I was randomly scrolling through like...
Watch Mojo.
Like, yeah, like just some place's website.
Yeah.
And do you know... It was the top 10 Slasher films ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know Halloween was like 8?
It's bullshit then. It's wrong. It's just flat out wrong.
It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Where's Friday the 13th? Was it even on it?
It was like 5th.
Oh, sorry. I like Friday the 13th, but how the fuck is Friday the 13th higher up than Halloween?
Because the first Friday the 13th and the first Halloween, in my opinion, is the first Friday the 13th is more slasher off the base.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers doesn't kill anyone in the first Halloween until like you're basically near the end of the film.
Yeah. He had that little like bit with the kid, didn't he, at the beginning. Like, he was getting bullied and then...
And then he stands there and the kid runs off, yeah.
And so like, oh, kissing. Oh, noncery.
You cancelled yourself 2 episodes in a row.
My dad found it fucking hilarious. What happened last episode? And I was like,
did he? Yeah, your dad's humour is fantastic.
Yeah, and they just were like, they should die. Yeah. I was like, no.
I mean, if I was him, I would have kicked that kid.
Yeah, I would have
chucked him.
You don't bump into me.
Don't. Yeah, but be careful what you mean when you say violated.
No, I said volley.
Oh, I thought you said violate. Oh, no, I'd violate him.
Violate him.
Like, how?
I'd volley him.
I thought you said you'd violate a child.
Oh, I'll show him my knife.
Oh my god. That's something I'd say off the pot.
Literally.
Okay then, yeah. No, I respect it.
Now I want yours.
Mine?
Mm.
What was my horror sci-fi comedy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll work backwards. Comedy, Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Every day of the week. I could relay the script to you.
Yeah.
Like, word for word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sci-fi. Ooh.
There's too many great films in sci-fi.
There is some quality sci-fi films.
Obviously, Star Wars is up there.
It is.
Not Alien vs. Predator, because I thought that was absolute dog shit.
I thought Requiem was meh.
Yeah.
It's the first one I thought of when I thought of sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Predator.
It's a banger.
I'm going to have to go with the first Predator. Because that not only is it like the most beefiest fucking action geezers you could possibly fucking get in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, it's just muscle.
It's just steroids.
Baby oil. A guy that repeatedly shaves. A guy who fucking carries an LMG.
Yeah.
With a and constantly has like a cigar.
Yeah.
You've got Arnie, who's just like, low, low, if he bleeds, we can kill it. And then you've got the native Indian guy.
Yeah.
Who like has the loudest scream known to fucking man when he gets killed. Like, literally just, wah! And you're like, right. Fucking hell.
Wasn't the film of Predator, that was Prey, wasn't it?
The new one that's on Disney Plus is Prey.
I actually enjoyed that a lot.
I thought it was sick.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Because
not only was it set in like native Indian times, but the Predator looked like he fit the times. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he still had his, he still had his alien technology.
Yeah.
But he was like, his mask was like so primal.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a fucking skull.
I think that's what it was. I think that's what the Predator was called. I think it was called like Primal Predator.
Yeah.
Like when you have all of them listed next to each other. And they obviously have their own different names.
Mm.
I think this one genuinely is called Primal Predator.
Yeah.
But bang it.
Yeah, that'd definitely be my sci-fi pick. Because Predator's fucking cool. Now, horror. Now, I've just generalised horror.
Yeah.
There. I haven't gave you a specific subgenre.
Let me have a guess. I'm looking at him right now.
It's not the terrifying, it's not terrifying. No, it's not. If I specified slasher, or I mean, it kind of is slasher because he just murks people, or like
no, he's just mystery. Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, or like mist, like because there's some like portals and shit in it, so it's kind of like mystery sci-fi-ish.
Yeah,
but it's not terrifying. No, it's actually quite a controversial one,
mm-hmm.
if I'm being honest. So I'll give you two more guesses then.
Yeah. Can I just say, though, I personally feel like, now this is going to upset a lot of people, I feel like Terrifier is a better version of Friday the 13th, if that makes sense.
I reckon, it's a modern day one.
In my personal opinion, I think Terrifier is better at portraying... I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I feel like... Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
It's the same concept.
I think Terrifier is a better... Friday 13th, whatever was, if that makes sense.
I get it, yeah. Because the Friday late Friday 13th just fucking dragged.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. I felt like Terrifier is everything that Friday the 13th should have been.
Okay, yeah.
I personally don't think, as much as I like him, I don't think Friday the 13th hit the spot as much as Terrifier does.
It hasn't, no. I mean, Terrifier's very gory.
Yeah.
But Friday the 13th was gory for his time.
Yeah.
Like that was like, oh my
God. That's the problem. There's two different, completely different times.
Yeah. Terrifier is kind of the modern day.
Yeah.
Providing they don't do nine of them and the last seven were shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's your second guess then? And I don't believe I have anything in my room that has anything to do with
it's
this.
Killer Microwave, innit?
Microwave Massacre,
that was it.
You bastard. You've got it.
Oh, actually?
No, it's not Microwave Massacre. It's not a film based on the fact that it's... Fucking what a shitter.
We'll have to do a whole episode on just
my God.
Horror films.
It just, I'll save the plot for the fucking episode, but believe me, when fucking Microwave Massacre comes up, you're just going to be slate it. But yeah, I don't actually think I've got anything in this room to do with my favourite.
Okay.
But remember, I'll give you a hint. It's the name of the film... is not the same name as the character. The character is very famous for being who he is in the horror franchise, but the film is called something else.
Is it Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
No.
I say that like it narrowed it down.
Yeah.
I mean, the film isn't called Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger. It's called Friday the 13th.
What
Halloween
era
Friday.
Is it from?
It started in the late 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
Gremlins.
No, but the character's the same size.
Chucky.
Yeah. The first Child's Play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's got an element of sci-fi-ishness to it. Because I believe the soul or something of a thief or something went into this toy. Or like he was on the run from the police and it went into this toy and that's why he became it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the first Child's Play.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love it. Like when the woman picks him up and she's like fucking shaking him like just, you fucking... And then I'm sure she does something to him. Like she twists him or bits him or something like that. And then he goes mental on her. He's like, you fucking slut, you fucking bitch. Like while he's trying to get out. It's fucking sick.
Decent picks.
Yeah. Oh no. I've just thought of a different one.
What?
Oh no, I changed my mind. No.
No, you can't now.
I love the first Child's Play, but it's not. It's Black Christmas. No. Black Christmas is my favourite horror of all time.
No, you can't.
No, listen, Wank Splat, right? Yeah, I've come. it's Black Christmas. Friday the 13th. No, sorry. Child's Play is so up there for me.
Yeah.
It's so fucking up there for me. All the Chuckies are pretty much.
Yeah.
Apart from the new one. But no, it's Black Christmas.
Okay.
Just because it's so fucking creepy.
Okay, so we've got Pineapple Express. We've got
Predator.
And then we've got Child's Play. Right.
And then we've got Black Christmas.
No, Child's Play. It's the first one.
Listen, motherfucker, keep going. You're going to be a Red Christmas this year.
I want a White Christmas from you.
Oh, you bitch. You whore. You dirty fucker. You dirty cunt. Love it.
Right. I don't want to quickly gloss over that, but we are 40 minutes into this already.
Fuck me, are we? Shit, okay.
Yeah.
So
that's gone
rapid, yeah. Shit. Okay. So yeah, let's get into the main topic of today's podcast.
Right, main topic: Gladiator. Cheers. See you next episode.
See you later. Maximus Decimus Meridius.
You struggled so badly to try and get that right.
Before I had to watch clips on YouTube, so I didn't fuck up his name. So it's Maximus. I am Maximus Decimus Meridius. Leader of something army.
Leader of the Northern Army, I think it's called.
And then he says something like, father to a murdered child. Father to an annihilated wife.
Father?
I can't remember what he fucking says, bro. I watched the fucking...
Father to a murdered boy.
Yeah.
And husband to a...
Father to my wife. Yes, husband to a... Juck up, dry by wife.
Which she got burnt.
Yeah, she got... Baby got back. So, yes.
Let's just put
Gladiator.
Let's just put it straight out there. Gladiator is an insane film.
It's brilliant. Fucking awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely awesome. Yeah, the fight scenes in it.
If no one's seen it, what the fuck are you doing?
Where the fuck have you been? And I guarantee there's people out there, because I know people mix these fucking films up here, but I guarantee someone who hasn't seen either but's only seen clips, yeah?
Yep.
I guarantee you say to them, oh, have you ever watched Gladiator? And they go, oh, yeah, this is Sparta.
Yeah, literally.
And I'm like, shh, you cunt.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Wrong people to put it out there. First of all, Gladiator is Roman.
And yes.
300 is Greek.
Love their food.
Yeah.
The Romans.
Raps.
Romans. Pretty banging roads. Seeing as they built the fuckers.
Yeah, I mean, we could... I think we could take a lesson from the Romans about building roads, because the roads around here are absolute dog shit.
Yeah, to be fair, if the Romans were back, I'd ask them to fix up fucking Victoria Street by around the corner from around the corner from my mum's house. Jesus Christ!
This shocked me because I thought it was the '90s. This film came out. It came out in 2000.
It did, yeah. Prime Russell Crowe times, in my opinion.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got some banging.
What rating do you think this has? Don't look at it now.
I actually already know this because I was searching up the film. So it's got an 8.5 on IMDb. Yeah. And it's got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's rated R.
Or am I just fucking smart?
Yeah, rated R.
Oh, so technically I got the question wrong then.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rated M for mature.
Director. Ridley Scott.
The fucking goat of fucking directing. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Ridley Scott.
I actually already have a tab open with Ridley Scott's fucking movies.
Oh, he didn't he do Alien?
So he did Alien.
Yeah.
He did Prometheus.
Yeah.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
Blade Runner.
And he's also just done a new film with Joaquin Phoenix again.
Alien Covenant.
Napoleon.
And he's just done Napoleon, which you put up on the TikTok. Go check the video out.
Yeah, please.
Please, it's only on two views. He did The Last Duel, The Martian, House of Gucci.
Not seen it.
Enjoyed Gaga's acting, Lady Gaga's acting in what's that film called she did with Bradley Cooper? Which, I'm in a deep.
Oh, A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born. Yeah. And then she did House of Gucci. Fantastic. Blade Runner 2049.
So he's got some...
Black Hawk Down, American Gangster, Robin Hood with Russell Crowe as well, Hannibal, Body of Lies.
He did Hannibal?
Hannibal, yeah. He did another one which I had to scroll down for. He was a producer. He was a producer on... Really good film. You need to watch this, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of true crime. It's called The Boston Strangler. And it's... it's the woman from Star Wars, if I can get her name up, Keira Knightley, and she played. It's about the Boston Stranglings in
Pirates of the Caribbean. Don't you mean?
No, Keira. No, who was it in Star Wars?
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no, but someone else played her. Played her. Her stunt. A double in the film. Who's another really famous?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't
know. So Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
She
did
was.
Did I say Nicole Kidman? Oh my god.
She was. Natalie Portman was Padme.
Yeah.
But there's another really
Who's
famous.
Nicole Kidman.
Wait, I think I might be right here. So,
who the fuck am I on about?
Padme.
Padme's Natalie Portman.
Yeah. It's played by Natalie Portman. So it's which actress plays Padme's, what are they called? Not stunt double, like doppelganger. Or
what, in the actual film itself?
Yeah, in the film, yeah.
Queen Amidala.
No. So what do you call it when you someone who looks exactly like you pretends to be you to save you from trouble?
Stunt double.
No, that's the making of the film. Padme's double. Yeah.
Which is Queen Amidala.
It was Keira Knightley.
It was Keira Knightley?
Keira Knightley. I was right. Yes. Yeah. So, Keira Knightley is out of Star Wars.
They don't look anything similar, though.
Oh, they fucking did in the film.
Did they?
Yeah. She looked like a really good Padme, to be fair. But yeah, he had So that film, Boston Strangler, fantastic. Yeah. Like, proper true crime. It's about a real life story about the Boston Strangler in, I believe, the 50s.
Yeah, it was me.
Been caught. 20 years old, let me cool.
It was written by David Franzani. Very funky.
Know him personally.
John Lagan.
I thought you were about to say John Elliott. No, it wasn't.
No. William Nicholson.
William Nicholson. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously it stars the most brilliant acting duo. You can't get really much better actors than these two, in my opinion. Joaquin Phoenix and Russell Crowe.
Great duo. Although I think Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe were quite funny in the cop film they did.
Joaquin Phoenix, he always plays an absolute nutter so well.
Yeah.
Don't know how he does it. Maybe he isn't.
He's kind of got that. I don't want to out him here. I don't want to say anything bad about him.
He has the psychopath vibe, though.
I don't want to say anything bad about him because he's a brilliant actor. Yeah, and
potential guest.
One day, I would love to have him as a guest. Yeah. But he's got kind of like sunken eyes.
Yeah.
He's always looked naturally kind of like dark circled and sunken into his head.
He's been dead for the past 25 years.
Yeah, like he's just got the natural kind of like.
Yeah.
You know those actors who are born to play bad people?
Yeah.
Like, he embodies, you know,
like, the villain so well.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he was brilliant.
Don't agree with his views. Well, not all of them. I don't agree with most of them.
I don't know what views he has.
When he won the Grammy for Joker, he came out and just, he had to go, like, against the dairy industry, being like, we rape cows.
So, why the fuck does him winning a fucking Grammy have to do with the dairy industry?
Exactly my point. Like, I don't
why
care.
Why is he using a platform like that?
I don't care if you're vegan.
Okay, if you're vegan, cool.
Yeah.
I've got a fucking lawn outside.
Yeah.
Come and have at it.
But at the Grammys, you're winning an award for acting, not for your contribution to the vegan community.
You know what I mean? Didn't win a Grammy for fucking best vegan.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So.
Yeah.
Just put it out there, yeah. I don't have anything against him.
No, we don't, no.
Don't agree with all his views.
Yeah.
But potential guest. Probably not after we just said he looks dead.
He looks dead. He looks dead, and he's a punk ass vegan. Basically, what we just said.
So I think we've crossed that one off the list.
Yeah, but if you does listen, then you know, or if
he's listening.
Yeah, he's our most famous guest. No, if he ever did listen, then you know, I love your films.
I think there's a difference between personal opinion and business.
Yeah,
like that would be a business thing for us.
Mm.
It's not the fact like I don't know. Don't have to word it without sounding really rude.
He's
not a dream guest.
No, but he's not a dream guest, but by all means, we'd cater for him.
I'd have anyone, yeah.
You know, next to his table, we could put him like a glass of water and a bowl of rocket.
Yeah.
Or a bowl of lettuce or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't know what vegans eat, because I'm not vegan.
No.
I could do him some vegan mash.
Mash.
It's just mash. Yeah.
But yeah.
Brilliant, fucking fantastic actor, though.
Yeah.
Joker, he did Johnny Cash in I Walk the Line. Yeah. Like, oh, fantastic.
Russell Crowe, he just had a horror film come out this year.
The Pope's Exorcist?
Yes.
Fantastic, watched it, brilliant.
I've not actually watched it yet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really, really good, yeah.
And let me just say, the soundtrack to this film is beyond amazing.
Oh, brilliant.
The main theme is, it hits the right buttons.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to say
I have a playlist, right? It's going to sound really sad, but I have a playlist of just movie themes. Most of them don't even have like singing in it. It's just like soundtracks and scores.
No, that's not sad because I have a playlist of video game songs and there's about 4 Minecraft ones on there that I listen to religiously.
Right, a bit of a questionnaire now, like we always do.
Oh, I am top man at these.
Budget. What do you think the budget was?
Oh, £5.
You're nearly bang on. Actually, 8.3 quid.
£8.30.
I don't know why I said 8.3.
I've got to go with
big film.
150.
No.
Am I close? High. I'm too high. 100.
Oh, 103.
103 million.
Yeah.
Fair play.
We have a weird number. I'd either just round it down or round it up.
I mean, you got to pay some money to film in the Colosseum, haven't you?
True. Was it actually filmed in the Colosseum?
No.
Oh,
I don't think it was.
That's bollocks then.
I mean, the Colosseum is like, what? At the point of this film being filmed, it's in half.
You're telling me that They're not actually killing people in this film.
No.
Shit. Bollocks.
Commodus doesn't actually die. Joaquin Phoenix doesn't die.
Wanker.
Because he did the Joker. I'm sure he did lots of films before this, but I just can't think of them.
Literally. Box office then. What do you think it earned back?
Oh, it got?
Yeah.
250.
Higher.
Oof. 3 million.
Higher.
I said 3.
3 million.
of course. 300.
Higher.
350.
Higher.
560.
Down. Zero.
No.
Oh.
520.
It's actually the same as the budget. Not like 103, but it's 503 million. It's weird how they both ended in 3 million.
That's a solid take, but you know.
Yeah.
I respect that fully.
500 mil.
Wow.
But, and we're not gonna list them all because there's fucking loads of them.
Yeah.
But awards for this film.
Oh God! Right. So this is my.
I have
this is
one
my
because I couldn't
speciality.
Be asked to write them all down.
Yeah.
It won Best Picture at the Oscars.
Right. So so we're at 51 minutes. Fucking strap in. I won't read them all out, obviously, but I'll nitpick. So Russell Crowe won the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role. He got the Academy Award for Best Picture, MTV Movie and TV Award for Best Movie, BAFTA Award for Best Film. Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, Academy Award for Best Costume Design, Academy Award for Best Sound Mixing, Golden Globe Award for Best Original Score, Golden Globe Award for the Best Motion Picture, Critics' Choice Movie Award for Best Actor, that was Russell Crowe once again, so he won two for that. Joaquin Phoenix won Critics' Choice Award Movie for Best Supporting Actor. These are just bit kind of random ones now, it's kind of like Best Picture, Best Score, Cinematography, Visual Effects. You got the NME Award for Best Film.
Okay.
BAFTA Award for Best Product Design.
So we can
design.
Round it up and say Gladiator has to be in the picture for one of the most successful films of all time.
At least, yeah. It has to be in the top 10, minimum.
I'd say top 5. Can you think of many, many films that...
You see,
big,
if we're taking away awards, the top 5 is obviously like the Avatars and the Avengers.
Yeah, but...
Like, based on money, because that was what they made.
Yeah, money-wise, yeah.
Money-wise, but...
Avengers-wise...
In awards...
It should have ended at Endgame. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah, but now we've entered Phase 4.
Yeah. It's shit.
I don't like the show thing, to be honest. But I'm getting on with it, you know.
Yeah, I've not watched any since for like the last 3 years.
Oh, I've been watching Season 2 of Loki. Great ending, though.
Was it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it in future. But
I need to watch the first season.
It was okay.
Pissed me off. I stopped at Endgame. I watched Moon Knight, which I thought was fantastic.
Moon Knight's fantastic. WandaVision was fantastic.
I haven't seen that one.
Captain Falcon and Winter Soldier, yeah. Fantastic. She-Hulk, dog shit.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay. There's...
I'm excited to see whole, about Secret Wars, though.
The whole show of Miss Marvel kind of rotated around something, which I'm not going to mention, because it would kind of be a spoiler.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, She-Hulk was shit.
Yeah.
Both seasons of Loki have been okay, except... There's a bit in first season Loki where they use Infinity Stones as paperweights.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you fucking stupid cunts.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, so they didn't have to go through everything then. They could have just gone to your magic fucking paperweight drawer and just got all the fucking stones.
Yeah.
But that just pissed me off.
Yeah.
I'm sure a Marvel like geek out there like me would explain to me why they had them.
Yeah.
But it just kind of annoyed me. Is there any other shows?
You got like Eternals, which was a film.
Oh, Eternals film was okay.
Yeah,
it was alright.
Shang-Chi
and the Ten Rings, awesome.
Not seen it, but
brilliant film.
I've always wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Never actually done it.
Brilliant film. The second Doctor Strange, brilliant film.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
The Spider-Mans are just good.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, they're Spider-Mans.
They're never great, but they're always really good.
Then no one's going to be Maguire.
No, not in my opinion.
Because it's too infatuated with making sense with all the other films now. Do you know what I mean? It's one cinematic universe, whereas Maguire's were just Maguire's.
Yeah.
And they were fantastic. But yeah. Yeah. They haven't been bad, but some of the shows have been,
I think
mediocre.
Because for me, Infinity War and Endgame was so good. Like, I've got such a high expectation now from it.
Yeah.
And they just realistically can't hit those amazing things constantly.
Mm.
And no one can.
I think the only way that they're going to get that good again is if they need a good main villain again. And I think the only way you can go up from Thanos is Galactus.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Kang the Conqueror can be that villain.
No.
He can be good.
Josh, I think his name was Josh Brolin, played Thanos so...
Yes. And I'm going to question you on here something then. Josh Brolin, what other film has he been in?
He was...
But I just want one...
He was in Everest.
I want one specific film from you. From the 80s.
He's in Goonies.
Yeah, he was in Goonies.
Yep.
Goonies never say die.
Hey, you guys.
That's who you are.
I'm Sloth.
You're not Kid Amin Mundi from Star Wars. No. You're Sloth. Baby Ruth.
Sloth was my nickname in year 11. I'm not joking.
Please say you had that on your leave or something.
We didn't get one.
Oh, did you not?
No.
I did. I had Wee Man.
Shit. We didn't even have doors on the toilets. They took them off.
That sums up your school, to be fair.
Ashron is a fucking shit.
Oh, you... I wasn't going to say their name.
But Ashron needs to... Well, it's all right, because Ofsted like keeps telling them you need to make improvements. My head teacher got arrested whilst I was there. That shows you the school I was at.
To be fair, yeah, that pretty much...
She embezzled like 250k for a kitchen. She worked for Ofsted, but she like took the money from Ofsted and put it in her fucking kitchen.
Bet she took her own wages.
250k for a kitchen? What the fuck? Do you have an automatic sink?
I would expect like my food to cook itself.
I want my cow to be raised, killed, and cooked perfectly in that fucking kitchen for 250k.
Oh, now you've said that, we can't have Jacqueline Phoenix on the pod.
That's a shame, because I was going to serve a mistake.
But yeah. Yeah, so yeah, going back to what we were saying, yes, it definitely...
It's been lacklustre.
Yeah, and I do agree with you, Gladiator... I'd put in my top 10 for the most successful.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
And I think, yeah, top 10 for best films ever. Not my personal favourites. Well, even not saying that, I thoroughly enjoyed it and happily go watch it again tonight.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But, I don't know. Sometimes films are too successful to be in your favourites, if that makes sense.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I'm saying, like, a lot of people have it as favourites, and I'm like, better films out there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's a shit film by any sense. Like, when I feel like when people say, there's better films out there, I always feel like in my head it means it's shit, when in reality I don't mean to say it's shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in my I prefer other films to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still an amazing film.
Definitely. 100% agree. 1000% agree with you. 100%. 1000%. 1000000%.
A billion.
A billion. Octillion.
10 to the power of 3 billion.
But yeah. I thought the... So what's your... There's a few fight scenes. What's your favourite?
Now, I'm a sucker for these medieval films. They're my favourite films ever. Like medieval films, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I would always watch medieval shit. Just me. That's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my favourite fight scene, controversially, is actually the beginning battle scene.
Understandable. Great battle scene.
Because I love battle scenes.
As you know, I've seen
always.
It.
Yeah.
No, it is. I do remember the fight scenes. My favourite is when he fights the undefeated gladiator.
Yeah.
You know, because I thought not only did I think the fight scene was sick, but that undefeated gladiator's mask is fucking cool.
Yeah. He's so like a lion, and he just went, and there's like another mask underneath it.
Yeah, yeah. So fucking awesome.
Yeah. I'll always... Just battle scenes, in my opinion, it's great. If they're done... Mm-hmm. When they're done good, they are just amazing.
They're done well in... Factually too.
Don't get
time.
Me started though on the historical accuracy of this film.
Yeah, don't go into it with historical accuracy.
The barbarians at the beginning. No.
Yeah.
They always make them out to be these mindless killing machines. When in reality they were, but they had a lot more structure about them. Not just.
Yeah.
They were like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought the Roman formations were bang on. Yeah, just go and watch the fucking film.
Yeah, just generally, we cannot recommend enough to watch it. I feel like it's almost, I feel like it kind of has come into that cult classic bracket now.
It's old enough to be in it now.
Yeah, definitely. Like
23 years old. 23, nearly 24.
Yeah. It's like they're going to do a 25th anniversary thing at the cinema though, aren't they? And I am just going to go and watch it.
What do you mean 20? It's been 20.
25th.
Oh, 25th. Oh, sorry, I thought you said 20th.
Listening ears.
Sorry.
So there's a couple of people, or other people I wanted to mention who are in it, because I forgot they were in it,
yeah.
And obviously they're big names. So Tommy Flanagan,
Chibs,
isn't it? As I think I'm pronouncing this right, Cicero, C-I-C-E-R-O.
I can't speak Latin.
Kickero.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it. And I was like, oh shit.
He's so recognisable though, isn't he?
It's the scars.
Yeah.
Because obviously, being fans of like Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
It like...
Literally, I just went Chibs.
Yeah, as soon as I see him in anything.
I was like, it's Chibs!
Yeah, and I've seen him in multiple films before Sons of Anarchy, but now he's just Chibs.
Chibs, yeah.
And it's also got... And I'm probably butchering this name. Digimon... Hounsou?
Is that Jubba?
That is Jubba.
Jubba.
And he's one of those guys where you don't know his name, and not through like disrespect or anything.
Yeah.
He's one of those actors where you don't... You never know his name, but you know he's in all these films.
Yeah.
And like he's in like...
I remember from a few films.
He's in like Blood Diamond, Gran Turismo, Never Back Down, Shazam, A Quiet Place Part 2, Gladiator, obviously, Tarzan...
Yeah,
A Quiet Place Day One, The Kingsman,
yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
he finds Quill at the start. There. Yeah, like he's
one of those actors that
was in Fast and Furious 7 as well.
Was he?
Mm.
No disrespect to him, he's one of those not mediocre actors. He's a fantastic actor that's in the middle. They're not the A-list actors, but they're always in like the background, and they always do it so well though.
Yeah,
there's no disrespect to him at all.
Yeah, because he's had what a fucking career.
Yeah. But he's not one of those. He's not the A-list, but he's reliable.
Yeah, yeah. He'll always just pop up in those films. And you go, oh shit! It's that guy.
Yeah.
Jubba. I'll only know him as Jubba now. That's how I remember him.
I rated it so highly at the end of the film where, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
He dies. Russell Crowe dies. Maximus. You said the name.
Huh.
You say I can't remember his name.
It's Maximus Decimal Meridius.
Decimal. Maximus 0.4.
It's the power of four. Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah. He dies at the end of it. He does his job and kills the one who killed his family.
Commodus.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
And then Chuba. At the end, he buries... Because he had these little... He had his little totems, and I think they were of his family. And
yes,
of his gods as well. And he buried them where he died. And I was there like,
yep.
He was there like, I'll see you again. Not soon.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was there like, oh, I love him for that. Fair play, yeah. He was one of the, he like, from the beginning, he looked out for him.
Yep.
And I was scared he was going to die throughout it.
Do you know what? I remember the first time round I watched it and being really liked his character, and I was fearful that he was going to die in the battle. I really, really was.
And then I really enjoyed that he survived. And
yeah, brilliant film.
Burial scene, and I was like, fucking ledge.
Yeah, yeah. With the iconic scene of him with the godlike music.
Yeah.
Just
brushing his hand
across the field, the wheat field, and it's like, what a fucking scene. I won't say too much because
I rate that he was at the beginning of the film. He was like, "Oh, what are you gonna do in like a month's time?" And he was like, "I've got my harvest to look forward to."
As a farmer, that gets you hard.
And I was like, "Do you know what? Fucking yeah,
yeah.
Go murder some people and then just go and harvest your wheat."
I am Maximus Decimus Meridius. I have my harvest with my Lamborghini tractor.
Just Jeremy Clarkson
with my John Deere. But yeah.
Yeah.
So what rating overall would you give the film? I'm kind of on par with IMDb here. I'd give it an 8.5. A solid 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm going too high now. Bring it down a bit.
9.8. Bring it down a bit. By 0.2.
Yeah.
Fair play. Okay.
The reason it's not a 10 is just historical inaccuracies.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just a nitpicker for that sort of stuff. Like, for me, a medieval film has to be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For it to be a 10.
Yeah. Respectfully. The only reason it's an 8.5 for me is because Roman, Greek, though, they're not, it doesn't pique my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in it for the action
and
the stabbing and all that. The historical stuff doesn't actually.
Yeah.
You know,
obviously, I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I need perfect buildings. I need perfect sewer systems.
Yeah,
they need
yeah.
perfect clothing. They need perfect food. Yeah. They also have grapes.
Yeah.
Grapes were invented like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Like...
Listen, man, the man just wanted a red grape.
No.
He's not allowed.
No, he's not allowed a red grape.
Fair play. I love it. I love the foot for the fact that you like know when this shit was. Oh, no. I love it.
And there was like, bananas. They weren't even in Rome. And by the time they got to Rome, they'd be mouldy.
How do you know? Were you there?
Yes. I was Rome.
I am Rome. I'm Rome. But yeah, so recommend it, yeah?
100%.
100% recommend
1000%.
It,
1000%. It's on Netflix. So get your ass on Netflix.
Yeah, UK Netflix, that is.
You need a bit of time.
Yeah.
Because it is 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But go and fucking watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not usually, like, hostile.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I've watched it, what are you doing with your life? I'm actually frustrated. Like, if you've not watched it, what are you... Go watch it now!
Yeah.
Like... I'm actually getting angry.
I can see your forehead getting red.
it's not hard,
but yeah, it's but we will add it. It's on UK Netflix. So if you're from America, it's not that big. Jesus Christ! If you're in America, then you can use a VPN like NordVPN, which happens to be our sponsor for today. No, I'm joking. It's not really. But yeah,
please sponsor us. So I can quit
someone, even the boss man's premier down the road. Please, you know what I mean.
Fucking one stop. Come on.
Yeah. It's co-op.
I'll advertise your fucking milk.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, recommend it to that 10. Brilliant film. Brilliant film.
We need Raid Shadow Legends.
We do, yeah.
Everyone is sponsored by them.
We do. Right. So, to round up. We have... Is there anything else you would like to add to the podcast? EP out next week.
My EP's out next week?
Yeah.
Badman
Damo and the Reef Whackers.
It's called Ride the Lightning by Metallica.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to it, where are you? Where's
No. Obviously, like I said, next week will be a review on Northern Shore.
Yes, we will have.
Go and follow our socials for clips of the show.
Yes,
we'll upload them.
Yeah, and we'll have. I'll have another teaser before next episode to let you know what it is, if you know it. There's one thing I forgot to mention.
What was that?
You obviously aren't staying up because you're like 40.
Oh, yeah.
But I will be staying up to watch a Survivor Series tonight, so I'll give
I'm
the
bed
rundown.
By
10. Yeah. I'll give the rundown to that. Next episode.
Yeah, we'll review that, yeah.
Let you know what we thought. There
is a big...
We won't say it in case people are listening and didn't know.
But let's just say.
Oh no! Wait, no, it's happening tonight, so we can say it because it's going out Monday.
No. Let's keep it teased because.
Okay, we'll keep what we're excited about teased.
But if no one's do you know what? Fuck it. Let's not say any more.
Yeah, yeah.
All I'm gonna say is that I've been really struggling this week.
Yeah.
I just keep getting these voices in my head.
Exactly.
That was a little teaser. I'm not actually a psychopath.
No, it was, to be fair, because I got angry at work.
I'm not schizophrenic.
I got angry at work the other day, and the lad who I work with turned around and said, "Wow, you're looking like an apex predator."
Yeah.
So, you know.
It just turns out that I actually know him. That I've actually had quite a legacy with him.
Yeah.
We just copied Cody Rhodes' promo.
We literally have. I tell you what, I won't copy Cody Rhodes' promo.
You're going to struggle now.
My favourite character I want to think is Randall. Keith Orton.
Randall Blythe.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, we'll give a review.
Yeah, Randy
on
Orton's coming back, if you haven't guessed that.
Yeah, if not, I mean, it'd be pretty fucking obvious. But yeah.
If you don't give a fuck, then, well, don't know what to tell you.
If you don't give a fuck, then get in the ring and I'll fucking do you in cunt.
Come to Smithwick.
Come to Smithy House for Danny G. But yeah, so socials.
We are
then.
Professional wafflers, aren't we?
We just chat bollocks. But the thing is, I love it because there's too much structure to podcasts nowadays. Just vibe.
Yeah,
that's it.
I just went through my head. I was like, right, we talked about Gladiator, the main topic of the film, for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, if this podcast didn't have potential to make us money in future, then I'd probably just crack out a wank. You know what I mean?
That's our 100th episode special.
100th episode special, Jamie. I've come.
You just hear it. You're going to see it. Just hear it.
Yeah. But yeah, right. Right. I need to get a structure. I need to write down a script for this bit so I remember it all in line. So if you're listening to us on Spotify, please drop us a follow and give us a rating. That would be much appreciated.
And a comment. I don't know if you can do comments, but
If you can do comments, drop us a comment. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, thanks. if you're listening on Audible, cheers.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on Amazon Music, nice one.
Yeah,
we discussed this last week.
I think you can rate on Amazon.
Yeah. If you can, if you're listening on any of those platforms, any of those four platforms, and you can give us a rating and a follow, then please do.
And just give us a shout out.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know what I mean? Just get in touch with us, you know?
Because there is one bloke who started following our TikTok. I can't remember his name, and I apologise.
Mm-hmm.
But I was checking out his account, and he does, he's got a comic book out.
Oh, shit.
And...
Okay, details.
The art on it.
Yeah.
Let me just say... It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Okay, details to come next weekend. We'll look into that. I want to look into that. That's cool.
I know. I actually kind of want to read it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's sick. Okay, cool. Yeah,
yeah. He only has like, if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't even have like 100 followers. He's done this out of pure passion.
I love that. I absolutely love that. What a guy. So, Instagram, JD on the Rocks Pod. Drop us a follow.
Give us a message.
Yeah, drop us a follow. Hit us up in the DMs. Like all of our posts. Comment on all of our posts.
All four posts.
Yeah, all four.
Because I keep forgetting to upload to Instagram. I just do it all on TikTok. I just completely forget to do it on Instagram.
Yeah, I just remembered today. I did TikTok one and I was like, oh shit, Instagram.
Yeah.
TikTok, at JD on the Rocks Pod. Drop us a follow, drop us a like.
That's where I am the most active on.
There. Yeah, I must admit we are the most active on TikToky. And if... Like we've said before, if you're not someone who does socials, but you do have an email address, then you can email us at jdontherocks20@gmail.com. And that also goes out for, in future, potential sponsors and businesses.
Yep.
If you want to get in touch with a sponsor.
Anyone wants to hit us up.
Just hit us up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is pretty much all socials. Damo's going to have a look into the YouTube stuff tomorrow. See if we can start getting these up on YouTube.
That'd be nice.
We're going to start trying to do clips on the TikTok of the pod.
Yeah.
Pick a 3-minute funny section and just whack it on the pod. But yeah, that's all the social shouted out.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I'm sure there was something I thought about at work the other day. And I was like, I need to write that down. But now I can't remember it.
Yeah.
I
do think of stuff at work and I forget it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Albums that you listened to this week. Listened to any albums this week?
No.
Okay. Cheers.
Yeah. I've just been given a message that my dinner's ready, so I'll have to wrap this up pretty sharpish.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I've been listening to Hollywood's Bleeding.
Oh, respectfully.
Yeah.
Posty Maloney.
What a banger.
Love that.
Anyways, you've got dinner, we'll go.
Yes.
See you later. Cold.
Yes, thanks so much for listening.
Goodbye, Jamie.
Goodbye, Damien.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah, next week.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, motherfucker.